Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Instant Economist, Everything You Need to Know About How the Economy Works by Timothy Taylor is a practical guide to the core ideas that shape everyday economic life, from prices and wages to growth, unemployment, and trade. Written for readers who want clarity without heavy math, the book translates standard economic concepts into plain language and ties them to recognizable decisions made by households, businesses, and governments. Taylor, an experienced economic communicator, focuses on how economists frame questions, what basic models can and cannot tell us, and why incentives and trade-offs matter in nearly every policy debate. Rather than treating economics as a set of abstract theories, the book emphasizes intuition, how markets coordinate activity, why governments intervene, and how data and measurement affect the stories we tell about prosperity and fairness. It is designed as a fast, usable foundation that helps readers follow news, evaluate claims, and think more systematically about economic choices. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, economic thinking, incentives, trade-offs, and opportunity cost. A central theme is that economics is less about predicting the future and more about disciplined thinking. Taylor highlights how incentives shape behavior, sometimes in unintended ways, and why every choice carries an opportunity cost. This lens applies to personal decisions like education and saving, as well as to public policies such as taxes, subsidies, and regulations. The book explains how marginal thinking works. Decisions are often made by comparing additional benefits to additional costs rather than by evaluating totals. That simple idea helps clarify why people respond to price changes, why firms adjust output, and why policies can succeed or fail depending on how they shift payoffs at the margin. Taylor also emphasizes trade-offs, including the recurring tension between efficiency and equity, and between short-run relief and long-run consequences. By grounding these principles in everyday examples, the book gives readers a toolkit for interpreting arguments about rent control, minimum wages, healthcare, and environmental rules. The aim is not to provide one ideological answer, but to show how an economist structures the question, identifies constraints, and anticipates behavioral responses. Secondly, markets and prices, how supply and demand coordinate activity. Taylor devotes major attention to how markets use prices to communicate information and coordinate millions of separate decisions. Supply and demand are presented as a common language for understanding why prices rise or fall and how quantities adjust when conditions change. The book explains the logic of equilibrium, as well as why real markets may not reach it quickly or perfectly. Readers learn how shifts in preferences, technology, input costs, and competition move supply or demand, and how those shifts influence wages, rents, interest rates, and consumer prices. Taylor also discusses elasticity, the idea that responsiveness differs across products and time horizons, which is crucial for making sense of tax incidents, gasoline price spikes, and the effects of a wage increase on employment. Another focus is how markets can generate gains from trade and specialization, raising overall living standards, while also creating winners and losers when industries expand or contract. By treating prices as signals rather than moral judgments, the book helps readers see why shortages, surpluses, and unintended consequences often follow when prices are heavily controlled or when key information is missing. Thirdly, when markets fall short, externalities, public goods, and market power, to balance the strengths of markets, Taylor outlines the main circumstances in which markets alone may not produce socially desirable outcomes. Externalities are a key example. When costs or benefits spill over to others, private decision-makers do not fully account for the broader impact. Pollution and public health risks illustrate negative spillovers, while education and innovation can create positive ones. The book describes how policy tools like taxes, subsidies, regulation, and tradable permits attempt to align private incentives with social costs and benefits. Taylor also covers public goods, which are difficult to provide through markets because people can benefit without paying, leading to underproduction without collective action. Another important limitation is market power, where monopolies or highly concentrated industries can restrict output and raise prices. Taylor explains why competition policy exists and why network effects and barriers to entry matter in modern industries. Throughout, the book emphasizes practical evaluation, interventions can help, but they can also introduce new distortions, administrative costs, and political incentives. Readers are encouraged to compare realistic policy options rather than idealized alternatives. Fourthly, the macroeconomy, growth, productivity, inflation, and recessions. Taylor provides an accessible overview of macroeconomics by linking big aggregates to concrete mechanisms. Long-run growth is tied to productivity, investment, education, innovation, and institutions that support entrepreneurship and efficient allocation of resources. The book clarifies why small differences in growth rates compound into large differences in living standards over time. It also explains unemployment and recessions as periods when resources, especially labor, are underused, and why the economy can deviate from potential output due to shocks, financial disruptions, and shifts in expectations. Inflation is treated as a sustained rise in overall prices, with attention to how it erodes purchasing power, redistributes between borrowers and lenders, and complicates planning. Taylor discusses the role of monetary policy in influencing interest rates and credit conditions, and the role of fiscal policy through government spending and taxation. Rather than presenting one-size-fits-all answers, the book helps readers understand what policymakers are trying to trade off, such as stabilizing demand without creating excessive inflation or debt. The result is a clearer framework for interpreting headlines about central banks, stimulus, deficits, and slowdowns. Lastly, global economics and policy debates, trade, inequality, and government choices, the book connects basic principles to widely debated public issues. On international trade, Taylor explains comparative advantage and why voluntary exchange across borders can raise total output, while acknowledging adjustment costs for affected workers and regions. Readers learn how exchange rates, trade balances, and capital flows fit into the bigger picture, and why protectionism often has hidden costs even when it appears to save specific jobs. Taylor also addresses distributional questions, including income inequality and the differing experiences of households across skill levels, industries, and locations. The emphasis is on separating positive claims about how the economy works from normative arguments about what outcomes are desirable. Government choices are framed as responses to market failures, social insurance goals, and political constraints, with attention to budgets, taxation, and program design. By walking through how economists evaluate evidence and trade-offs, the book equips readers to assess arguments about globalization, safety nets, education policy, and healthcare. The goal is informed citizenship, understanding what is being proposed, what it is likely to do, and what it will cost. In conclusion, this book is best for curious non-economists, students in introductory courses, professionals who follow business news, and voters who want to judge economic claims with more confidence. If you have ever felt that debates about inflation, trade, taxes, or unemployment move too fast or rely on jargon, Taylor offers a structured way to think, start with incentives, identify constraints, ask who gains and who pays, and consider unintended consequences. That approach can benefit daily life by improving decisions about work, borrowing, saving, and career skills, while also making you a sharper consumer of economic news and political messaging. Compared with many popular economics books that focus on surprising anecdotes or a single big idea, The Instant Economist aims for breadth and coherence, covering the standard toolkit economists use to analyze both markets and policy. It is worth buying as a compact reference you can return to when a headline raises a question. The value is not in promising easy answers, but in helping you ask better questions and recognize the trade-offs hidden inside simple slogans. If you would like to support Timothy Taylor, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.